Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a couple stories from I'm Curious About People, a blog on WordPress. From a friend of mine, Louise, who I originally met when I auditioned for a play she was directing. I got the role, and we had an interesting journey in a play about an older woman, a younger hitchhiker, and a purebred dog. So, with no further ado, let's get to the stories. And here is, This is America. There's money for everyone. What makes someone speak to a group of strangers? I walked into the downtown public library to pick up a book I had on hold. A man got off the elevator and announced something to the other end of the foyer. Was he speaking to the police officers whose desk is there? He turned towards the doors, a tall, thin, African-American man in his 60s, standing with his knees bent and the center of gravity shifted back, like Dagwood in the comic strip Blondie. With a warm, incredulous smile on his face towards everyone in the foyer, he repeated his announcement. This is America. There's money for everyone. Was he defying his circumstances? The cap on his head, the brown corduroy pants on his legs, all of his clothing looked worn and old. You can bet I was glad that the library's hold section is right in the foyer, so I could hear him continuing his announcement while checking out my book quickly enough to follow him outdoors into the plaza. This is America! There's money for everyone! This is America! There's money for everyone! Was he proclaiming a financial truth that only he knew? The last thing he said as he walked towards the crosswalk was, Seek, and ye shall find. I finally got my camera out of my shoulder bag and took a picture of him walking up the street. I think he spoke to strangers because he was a little bit crazy. 1-year-old peanut butter on the wall. There are two dark spots on the end of the retaining wall. It's peanut butter and jelly. At first I thought, Oh my God, some peanut butter has stayed there on the wall for over a year. See, a year ago in January, I saw two pieces of bread there, one above the other, sticking to the wall with peanut butter and jelly. By the next day, the two pieces of bread had fallen off and the pigeons had pecked at them. But now that I think about it, that can't possibly be the same peanut butter. Rain would have washed it off by now. Animals would have eaten it off. Which can mean only one thing. Somebody took yet another peanut butter and jelly sandwich, pulled the two pieces of bread apart, and stuck them to the wall. Why would anybody do that? Given how many services there are in the area for feeding the homeless, I think it must have been somebody who gets tired of the monotony of peanut butter and jelly. I hope you enjoyed these stories. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have another Does This Happen to You? Moment.